En nou vir episode 4, die laaste episode uit die boek Storm Over the Transvaal, geskryf deur T.V. Balpin oor die Eastern Line, die spoorlyn wat gebou is van Lorenzo Marx na Pretoria in die 1880s en 1890s. Hulle trek nou by Waterval Boven. On the 10th of July 1894, it was opened to a point 196 miles from Lorenzo Marx on the farm Geluk, originally owned by Cornelius Potgieter. At this place, a station was built and named Machado Dorp in honor of the Portuguese surveyor of the line. And the town came to life there from the usual commercial foundations, stones of an hotel and store. Onwards, past the farm and station owned by Jacob Middel, named Dalmanutha, from the 10th verse, 8th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, St. Mark, and the farm siding of Bergendal, or the Valley of the Mountains, the line reached the highest station, net oor die 6400 voet bo seevlak at the farm Tweefontein, owned by Richard O'Neill. O'Neill was the son of John O'Neill, owner of the Mount Prospect farm in Natal, where the peace treaty had been signed after the recent war of 1881. The family had originally come from Belfast, and on June the 30th, 1890, when their Tweefontein farm was proclaimed a town to serve a district which was stirring in anticipation of the railway, it was named Belfast, in honor of their ancestral home, and Richard O'Neill opened up its first store and became the commercial and civic leader of this new community center. The Belfast district, carved out of the old Lydenburg area, was notable for being the highest in the Transvaal. North of the town lies a spacious, undulating countryside of open grassveld, dotted with clumps of gum trees and wattles. Nowadays, a branch railway twists along sociably to visit the various farms and sidings, with odd names like Long Tom from the Anglo-Boer War guns, and a community centre named Dullstroom. Dullstroom is one of the straggling South African townlets, seemingly with an intense antipathy of its own railway station. The town, in fact, is so far away from its station that another mile and the place would... Skies toch. In fact, is so far away from its station that another mile and the place would need a second branch railway to connect it up. Contrary to popular fallacy, the name Dullstroom is not derived from the English dull as ditch water. In 1883, a group of Hollanders organized immigration to the Transvaal. They bought two farms in the area, Groot Suikerboskop and Elandslaagte, from H.D. Burman, and settled there between 84 and 87, and in 91 a town was proclaimed to serve these settlers. And the place was named Dullstroom in honor of Volterus Dull, the director of the settlement. Dullstroom is just under 7,000 feet above sea level, 22 miles north of Belfast, and the highest railway station in South Africa. It is a great merino sheep breeding area, bleak in winter, but green enough in summer, with innumerable steamlets and so forth. The grass is intensely green in summer. North of Dullstroom, the country becomes wilder and rises so high that the landscape is windswept and reminiscent of the Western Cape, with its outcrops of rock, its numerous streams, and general scenery, although this area is covered with grass instead of heath. Eventually, the rise culminates in the valley of the Waterval River, and dominating it is the long, lumpy mass of the Steenkampsberg, with Die Berg, an inconspicuous point on which ridge-like summit, lifting itself almost 8,000 feet into the air as the highest point of the Transvaal. Around this bulky mass, some half a dozen branches of the Steenkamp family have lived since the early days of Lydenburg and given their name to the topographical giant above them. Of the Eastern Line itself, there is now little left to tell. From Belfast, it went off to the old town of Middelburg and to the coal mining area of Witbank, 280 miles from Lorenzo Marx. From early times, it was known that there were enormous coal deposits in this area. The steenkool spruit had exposed a good seam along its banks, and this the farmers cut into with ease and used in their homesteads, for no wood was available as fuel on the open high velds. So dit is dan die storie van die Eastern High, die Eastern Line, en dit kom uit die boek The Storm Over the Transvaal van T.V. Bulpin.